Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra is next from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. Jim Cunningham adding a few shakes of paprika to the goulash. Raphael Frubeck de Burgos is ready to conduct a 20th century masterpiece.
It's one of the great pieces for orchestra of the 20th century. Modern classic, if you like. You can add a few more Stravinsky pieces, a few more Bartók pieces, a few Shostakovich, a few things. And it is one of that creations of the 20th century. You put Ravel Bolero and you put Falla, three corner head, and a few more, and that's it. What the great things that the 20th century produced.
Raphael Frubeck de Burgos at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony for Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra. The Second World War pushed Béla Bartók from his beloved homeland of Budapest, Hungary. He arrived in America in October 1940 in poor health and spirit. At a particular low point in 1943, Pittsburgh Symphony music director Fritz Reiner and violinist Joseph Zaghetti suggested to Serge Koussevitzky at the Boston Symphony Koussevitzky should commission Bartók to write something in memory of Mrs. Koussevitzky, his wife Natalie. Koussevitzky offered Bartók a sum of $1,000. The resulting Concerto for Orchestra was an immediate success at its December 1, 1944 premiere. There are five movements: Introduction, Game of the Pears, Elegy, Interrupted Intermezzo, which parodies the German march theme from the first movement of Shostakovich's Seventh Symphony, Leningrad. Bartók had heard the Shostakovich on the radio and decided to take a poke at it, although he never admitted it in an interview. The finale is marked Presto. Here is the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Raphael Frubeck de Burgos.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. You heard the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók. Bartók appeared in Pittsburgh within a month of his arrival in America at the invitation of his friend and fellow countryman, the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Fritz Reiner. Bartók appeared at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on January 24, 1941, playing his own second piano concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony. The Bartók Concerto for Orchestra was first heard in Pittsburgh on January 18, 1946, less than 4 months after Bartók's death on September 26, 1945, in New York City. Raphael Frubeck de Burgos appears each summer at the Tanglewood Festival. He was born in Burgos, Spain, in 1933. He studied violin, piano, music theory, and composition at the conservatories in Bilbao and Madrid. Maestro Frubeck studied conducting in Munich at the Hochschule für Musik, where he won the Richard Strauss Prize. He was named Conductor of the Year by Musical America in 2011. And Raphael Frubeck de Burgos has been awarded the Gold Medal of the City of Vienna. The Pittsburgh Symphony has performed Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra on over 70 occasions. Former music director William Steinberg conducted it at least 3 times. Music director Lauren Mazel conducted the Bartók in 2 subscription concerts. Music director Maris Janssens conducted it at Heinz Hall and on tour with the orchestra. The Bartók Concerto for Orchestra has been conducted in Pittsburgh by Guido Cantelli, Michael Tilson Thomas, Eugene Ormandy, Charles Dutoit, James DePriest, Michael Francis, and Ado DeVart. You can hear the voice of Béla Bartók on an interview found on YouTube. David LaVita recorded this conversation on July 2, 1944. It was a radio broadcast of a live performance by Bartók's wife Edith at the Brooklyn Museum. It was part of WNYC's Ask the Composer series. Bartók can be heard coughing throughout the interview, perhaps reflecting his precarious health in his American years. 14 months after the interview, he was gone. You will hear Bartók talking about his cycle of 153 piano pieces for teaching purposes, Mikrokosmos. He's telling us it's a musical world for the little ones, for the children, at the end of the interview.
The Mikrokosmos cycle, which Mr. Serly has transcribed for piano and string orchestra, is such a vast work. I wonder if you could tell us briefly what it comprises.
The Mikrokosmos is a cycle of 153 pieces for piano, written with didactical purposes. That is, to give pieces, piano pieces, which can be used from the very beginning and then going on. It is graded according to difficulties. And the word cosmos may be interpreted, microcosmos may be interpreted that as a series of pieces in all of different style, which represent a small world. Or it may be interpreted that world, musical world for the little ones, for the children. Thank you.
Béla Bartók playing his own Mikrokosmos. The collection of short piano pieces for teaching purposes and for use by young pianists. Béla Bartók was the piano teacher of Pittsburgh Symphony music director Fritz Reiner. Reiner recorded two of Bartók's Hungarian sketches in his next to last season in Pittsburgh. Bartók recorded folk songs in the countryside. He would use the tunes in his music with some free elaboration. His Hungarian sketches grew out of earlier piano pieces which were based on folk melodies. Here is the Pittsburgh Symphony to play Slightly Tipsy and the Bear Dance from Béla Bartók's Hungarian Sketches with Fritz Reiner conducting. Two Hungarian Sketches, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with music director Fritz Reiner. We heard Slightly Tipsy and The Bear Dance, recorded April 1, 1947, at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. In his later years, Fritz Reiner conducted the American premieres of seven of Béla Bartók's major orchestral works. Reiner invited his friend Bartók to play Bartók's piano concertos with the orchestras where Reiner served as a guest conductor, including Philadelphia, New York, Cincinnati, and here in Pittsburgh. I mentioned earlier that Fritz Reiner had helped to commission the Concerto for Orchestra, which we heard conducted by Raphael Frühbeck de Burgos. Reiner made the first recording of the concerto in Pittsburgh, and here it is, the Columbia Records release, The Interrupted Intermezzo, the fourth movement, playing with folk music, with a rude interruption, often claimed to represent Shostakovich, whose Seventh Symphony, the Leningrad, had recently become a rallying cry of resistance to the invading Germans. The music that is allegedly being parodied was itself intended by Shostakovich as a parody of the forces of totalitarianism. More recently, the idea that Bartok was making fun of Shostakovich has been challenged. The theme parodies a song from Franz Lehár's operetta, The Merry Widow. It's quite possible that both Shostakovich and Bartok were making fun of Franz Lehár's popular song.
Thank you.
The first recording ever made of Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra, the Interrupted Intermezzo, Fourth Movement, with the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Fritz Reiner. The record was made on the 4th and 5th of February 1946 for the Columbia label. The trombones who create the rude interruption in the Interrupted Intermezzo included a woman. There were quite a few female players in the Pittsburgh Symphony during the war years, even in the brass section, which included Ruth Maloney. She sat next to her colleague William Gibson and bass trombone Howard Cole. During his years in Pittsburgh, Fritz Reiner conducted over 500 different compositions, including his Eastern European compatriots Bartók, Kodály, and Leo Vyner, as well as Russians Glinka, Prokofiev, and Shostakovich. In 1942, Reiner was awarded the Bruckner Society Medal, even though he never recorded any Bruckner in his more than 20 years in the recording studio. Fritz Reiner championed American composers Copland, Barber, Bloch, Gershwin, along with Chadwick, Creston, Rieger, Thompson, Richard Rogers, Norman DeLaGioia, and Lucas Foss. Fritz Reiner spent the challenging war years in Pittsburgh. During the 1944-45 season, he had no less than 55 new members, although he contributed to his problems by firing anyone he disagreed with, often rehearsing the solo of each player in front of their colleagues, and rehearsing the sections individually until he heard the virtuoso sound he wanted. In 1948, Reiner left Pittsburgh to conduct the Metropolitan Opera for four seasons, followed by his last appointment as music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Earlier on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, we heard Mozart's 15th Piano Concerto, played by Shai Wozner in his Heinz Hall debut. Our concert began with the Mozart Serenata Notturna, and we had Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra from guest conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. I'm Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Write for your Pittsburgh Symphony Radio reading line along with the radio guide. The address, Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your name and address. The address again is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Please visit our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org, or you can send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Digital production engineer and coordinating producer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the members of WQED-FM in Pittsburgh.
PRI, Public Radio International.